Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Good morning, Milwaukee. Good morning, Wisconsin. What a beautiful sunny day in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. So the Brewers sweep, the Bucks win. Just had a gorgeous Sunday yesterday. Hopefully you got out for a walk or a run. Summer's coming. You can taste it. You can feel it. Wisconsin summers are just powered by so many amazing things, right? You have our festivals, you have baseball, you have water sports. Speaking of water sports, I'm putting together a fun show about kind of all the established water sports businesses in the area, so stay tuned for that. Then there's camping, there's fishing, so much more. But you can't forget the 5K, right? The 5K run. It's a business staple in the great state of Wisconsin, especially in the summer. And if you're a runner, you know the drill. You find the causes you care about. You sign up for the best runs that fill your closets with all those amazing t-shirts, fill your heart with community, and you fill the organization's bank with well-needed funds. It's pretty simple, and it's pretty fun. I'm a runner. I need running. Running, like, clears my head, and it just gives me something like, wow, I need this. This is my time. Some may argue that it's probably not the best thing for my knees and hips. We're going to talk about that later on the show, but I'm not stopping running anytime soon. Our kids, too. Our kids love sports, and it's really been fun to see our 12-year-old daughter get into running and basketball, and I'm pretty sure many of our wonderful WTMJ fans have daughters out there, too. So I wanted to talk about Girls on the Run today. The organization is anchored around running, but the good people there and its executive director, Tina Jones, are about so much more than just teaching girls the proper footwork and strides and shoes. Running is the platform for this national group that has a really active national chapter here in southeastern Wisconsin. It's one of 160 councils. Because it's my job to be a champion, I'm going to say it's the best one in the country for sure. The core mission is to build a healthy, strong, and competitive girls. And today, Executive Director Tina Jones joins us. Andy Larson, Executive Vice President at Belter & Lincoln, also joins us. And he'll talk about the business side of 5Ks, the current state of public relations, and a whole lot more. Just briefly, as I want to tee this up a little bit and give you my connection to both guests today. Andy Larson and I worked together years ago at an ad agency, Hoffman York. It was actually Hoffman York and Compton at the time.
Compton, yes.
Andy, right? We worked on Yamaha water vehicles together. It was a whole lot of fun. Got to promote the Wave Runner. Some trips to Destin, Florida with that beautiful blue-green water there. We worked on Logo Athletic, a startup sports apparel company that was purchased by Reebok. Some really cool things there.
Did a shoot with Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman, yep. A great team of people in Indiana. So that was a wonderful experience. So, Andy, thanks for being here today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And I don't know Tina well, but we had a wonderful planning meeting together for last year's Sport at the Service of Humanity Conference at Marquette. And I really encourage you, there's some wonderful content around that sports conference online. Look for it on YouTube. It was a great conference, and Tina was a big part of that. So I'm excited to talk to both Andy and Tina when we come back. And you know what? We're going to talk about public relations and nonprofits and how important it is to kind of power forward the missions of great organizations like Girls on the Run. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Thanks for joining us today, Tina Jones from Girls on the Run and Andy Larson from Belter & Lincoln. So the business of the 5K here in Wisconsin, it takes a lot to kind of get to success and creating, you know, really important things around promotions and public relations helps nonprofit groups power forward. And Andy, I wanted to talk to you. You've been in the public relations world for a long time. Give us that sense. I think if you don't work in public relations, it's one of those fields that you're like, What do public relations people do? What do they do every day? So give us a sense of what PR is all about from your really unique experience lens.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. It's it's one of those things that most people, when you talk to them, they really have no clue what you do. I think there are people I work with who don't even know what I do, honestly. It's certainly not like what you may have seen on Mad Men or other, you know, movies and TV shows. Although there are some elements that are similar, but what I do is a lot of research. Like many PR people, I come from a journalism background. Right. I was a print magazine and newspaper guy once upon a time. And so the core skill, I would say, is writing. I do a lot of ghostwriting for companies, for executives, et cetera. And obviously talking to media people like you, trying to get them interested in what my clients are doing and why it's newsworthy and trying to set things up is a big part of it. But probably more than anything else before any of that happens is doing a lot of research on whatever the media outlet is, mm-hmm. or trying to understand exactly what the client does and what their product is or what their service is, what their mission is, and trying to see where there's a natural intersection of what the media outlet is interested in and talks about with what the messaging that the client wants to get out. And once I can kind of find that nexus, then I can start writing things and talking to people. But up until that time, I'm just, you know, casting a lure with no bait. So.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I always like kind of pulling back that curtain a little bit and showcasing, hey, what people do day to day to power missions forward, especially on the nonprofit side. You know, working with nonprofits, it's so important having the right crisis communications plans. You have full agency teams that are often behind really large departments and bigger organizations, and then communications teams that are really doing detailed work to help move missions forward. So, Tina Jones, I thank you for taking the time to be with us today. Really important work that you're doing at Girls on the Run. So, give me an overview, please, of what Girls on the Run is all about.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Sure.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. So, Girls on the Run is an empowerment program for girls in third through eighth grade. We are really all about helping build these girls' confidence. And we use a curriculum that is focused on their end goal of running a 5K, so building out that physical activity. But all along the way, the girls are learning all about themselves. They're learning about what it means to be love themselves, as well as what it means to love others and be really the part of the whole community at large. So we are teaching these girls about giving them healthy habits for life, filling up their toolbox to help give them those really important skills that are going to take them all the way through their life.
And it's part of a national organization that was founded in 1996 in Charlotte, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And the Greater Milwaukee group started in 2007 with just four sites serving like only 50 or 60 girls, and
yeah.
You've really grown that in the past couple of years.
Yeah, we when I came on board, the organization had already been started. Usually nonprofits, startup, grassroots, you've got a working board of directors. We had that in place, but they were really looking for staff. So I came on board really not knowing what I didn't know about the nonprofit world, and my eyes becoming wide open about all the amazing work and nonprofits that are doing that work out there. But we had about 60 girls in the program in four counties, and it's just been a slow process of, really surrounding myself with people that are like-minded and really believe in what we're doing. And currently we serve over 2,600 girls this year, and just continue to grow.
And in so many counties, too. I mean, this isn't just a Milwaukee program. You're in Ozaukee County, Washington County, Waukesha County, Kenosha, Racine, Walworth. So it's really all of southeastern Wisconsin and kind of expanding across the state as well.
Absolutely. I mean, here in southeastern Wisconsin, we started really in Milwaukee County. But as you said, we've grown to the seven counties. We have councils throughout the state. We have councils, like you mentioned, we have over 160 councils across the nation. What we really, we have a proven program that is changing kids' behaviors. The impact is not only impacting their young lives, third through eighth graders, but as I said, it's an impact. We're teaching them healthy habits for life that is going to help them all the way through their years.
Very good. And when we come back from the next break, I want to have you, Tina, give us your path to becoming involved. I'm guessing you're an athlete. I'm guessing your background kind of, you were mission driven and this was meant to be for your step. So I really, truly appreciate your time being here. Tina Jones from Girls on the Run, Andy Larson from Belter and Lincoln. This is The Upswing and we'll be right back. Welcome back to The Upswing, Girls on the Run, and the business and the why behind the 5K today with Tina Jones from Girls on the Run and Andy Larson from Belter and Lincoln. We did get a talk and text line comment from the 262 saying, is Belter and Lincoln somehow related to the 100-year-old Milwaukee Food Service Equipment and Supplies and Kitchen Design Company known as Belter? They are not.
They are
Belter
not.
And Lincoln is a public relations.
But we like their products.
Yes, we do. And you know what? In the future, as we continue to talk about the startup food scene on this show, I'm sure Belter will probably be a part of a future Upswing show. So stay tuned for that. So, Tina, talk about your path to Girls on the Run, please. And then I want to have you and Andy talk more about just the connection between the marketing firm and Girls on the Run and kind of what that blending of missions is all about.
Well, Jeff, I've been an athlete my whole life.
Okay.
Since 4 years old, I was a gym rat. I was a gymnast in the gym, you know, every day. I had the most amazing support from my parents. I had the most amazing mentors and role models and my coaches. My teammates were my friends, my support. I learned so many lessons in the gym and in my sporting background, being a gymnast throughout college. And then after college, you know, I needed something that, first of all, gymnastics is definitely not a lifetime sport.
Right.
So what was going to...
Lifetime lessons learned, lifetime, but probably not lifetime sport.
Exactly. So, you know, it was really, what else can I do? I turned to running and to triathlons, and that's been my outlet moving forward there. And it was when I was raising my kids. I have two girls and a boy.
Okay.
And this Girls on the Run, a friend of mine said, hey, have you heard about Girls on the Run? And I thought, oh, is it a running program? I've heard a little bit about it, but didn't really know what it was. And they said, you know, hey, they're looking for an executive director. And so I started to look into it and I was like, okay, it was like my aha moment in life. I'm in my mid 40s and I'm like, what do I want to do with my life? And I found out about this Girls on the Run and I was like, that is what I want to do with my life. I believe in everything that it's teaching. It's what I want to teach my kids. It's what I teach my kids. And so, yeah, I drank the Kool-Aid.
That's good. That is good. Well, we're thankful you're here drinking that Kool-Aid because it's an empowering message that we all need to hear for sure. So, Andy, in terms of Belter and Lincoln and its connection to Girls on the Run, what was the moment that you're like, wait, we need to get involved with this organization?
When did we drink the Kool-Aid?
Yes, yes.
We have been involved since 2011. One of our employees, Stacia Wiest, was a recent transplant to Milwaukee from Madison. She also was a lifelong jock, was a runner, and she found out about Girls on the Run and actually volunteered to become a coach and became involved just on her own. And then I think she became a committee member committee member. And then she came to myself and some of our business partners at Belter and Lincoln and said, you know, there's this great nonprofit that could really use some pro bono help and we could do some great stuff for them. And we really, you know, I think it's a great organization. We looked at it a little bit, felt like the mission of Girls on the Run and just kind of the whole culture and vibe really matched ours. We are, I'm one of the partners there, but okay. We are majority female owned. We have majority female employees. We have a lot of runners and active people, and we're just very supportive of how athletics can support mental health. And so we just felt like it was a natural fit. And so we started doing some small stuff, flyers, invitations for sneaker soiree, I believe, website work. And then it grew from there to all sorts of graphic design, photography, and obviously PR.
Right.
So we've been involved since 2011.
Okay. What are the specific, what are some of the volunteer opportunities, Tina? And you know, we'll talk more about the organization in the next segment. But if somebody wants to connect and get involved, how can you plug them in?
Well, we have lots of opportunities.
Good.
And, you know, Andy was talking about Stacia. She started off as a coach for us. Our coaches are really the bread and butter of our program. We have over 650 coaches each year that are true mentors and positive role models for our girls. Coaching is our biggest volunteer opportunity, but then we have an amazing board of directors. I love my board of directors so much. They help open doors in the community. As you know, there's so much needed support out there, and bringing in board members that can help that is super important. And then we host 2 5Ks a year. We need over 150 volunteers for those opportunities. And those are just, you know, one in a done in a day type of a volunteer role. So those are some of our biggest needs, some of our biggest opportunities for people to get involved.
Okay. Well, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about the, you know, the exact curriculum and kind of what the lessons and the opportunity are for the girls to get involved. What does it involve? Is there a cost? And kind of just the process of getting involved with Girls on the Run. And we're going to talk then about the future of the 5K, because I know you have a big event coming up in May. Welcome back to The Upswing. Thank you for coming along on this run with us on this beautiful Monday morning here in downtown Milwaukee. So, Tina Jones, there's so many empowering sports and activities out there for kids. What makes running stand out as such a good platform? Is it simply the easy access, or is there more to it?
Yeah, I mean, like we talked about, the running and sports in general, right? Teach these girls life skills, teach these girls about really so many lessons that are going to help them later. But what running is that easier access, right? You need a pair of shoes. And you need a place to get outdoors, usually.
A track or a road or...
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's pretty easy. It's pretty easy to connect to.
It's pretty easy. You know, we and Jeff, we have so many girls on our program that are able to, you know, get the... They have the shoes. They have the place to run in their neighborhood. We also have plenty of girls that isn't so easy. And so we help provide girls shoes that may need them. We also, many of our girls end up, you know, running in their community, school community, in the playground area, in a safe place to really help get those laps in and train.
I'm guessing it's daunting when an 8-year-old joins the program for the first time and says, you know, what's the process? I've never run before. It's probably daunting for a 56-year-old who's never run a 5K before. So how do you teach those skills, and what's that process like along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a 5K is a really long ways, yes. Right? And not just for a third grader, for adults as well. What Girls on the Run does, and our coaches, is really create that safe space, first of all, for these kids to feel comfortable. And so they are creating that space. They are making friends. They feel that sense of belonging in their practices. And this is a mastery program. So the girls are working up to a 5K. So they set a goal each week. They work towards those goals. Then what they're finding out is they're like, wow, actually, I get what training does. The next week, I can run a little bit further. I can walk a little bit further. So by the time at the end of their 16 weeks, they have trained for a 5K. They have done a practice 5K in their own school community. And then they're ready to go at the celebratory 5K that we put on.
And along the way, learning the importance of process and the importance of having a really good mentor and coach there to not only challenge you, but get you a little bit out of your comfort zone and realize, wow, I can do this. And that's going to transfer to other elements in life.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we use this term happy pace. And, you know, it's a great thing to think about, not only for running, as you know, as a runner, you need want to stay at your happy pace to get to that finish line. Push yourself for sure, but happy pace is important. And we want to teach these girls about staying at their happy pace in life.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a wonderful lesson. So, Andy, you're not a runner anymore.
I was.
You were? Okay. What made you stop?
Knees?
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I was in a 5K about maybe, I don't know, 10 years or so ago, and I was halfway through it and kind of dragging one leg like Quasimodo style.
Okay.
And, so from then on, I switched to biking.
Okay. Biking, a little less resistance on the knees.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the research behind? I know you're not a medical expert on the knees and hips, but, you know, I do a lot of stretching and a lot of weight. There's a lot of things that you can do with your body to make sure you continue to power on. But there's a lot of research that says, you know, just walk and just do the strength thing and running's this or that. Is that something you look into in terms of just making sure the bodies and the mechanics are good for the participants?
I mean, absolutely. You know, again, we are, we talk about movement and physical activity and building up your strength and your flexibility. And we talk to these girls about it and the importance of just movement and activity and nourishing your body with the proper foods. We talk a lot about that. So these girls are learning all of these healthy lessons. You know, there is, like you said, I'm not an expert in the field as far as, you know, where and what is exactly best for how long you should stay running. But I do know I'm a runner myself. I know when I might be pushing it too fast or too far. And I do think you have to listen to your body. We teach the girls this. Andy understands that, you know what, running isn't working for him, but he needs to keep moving. And what else can he do? And he's found biking. And isn't that a blessing?
Yeah.
And we want these girls to know that, like, not all of them are going to be runners. They may end up biking. They may end up climbing mountains. They may end up boxing. What is it that keeps them moving?
Right.
Because
and that's a
we
wonderful
can't just sit.
And that's a wonderful lesson to learn from somebody who isn't your parent. Because again, you're going to listen to that coach and you say, wow, maybe if something's hurting, I should talk to my mom or dad about that and see what's really going on. When we come back, we're going to talk about the finances, how it all works, and a bit behind the future of 5Ks in the state of Wisconsin. This is The Upswing. We're off and running today with Girls on the Run. Welcome back to The Upswing, the future of the 5K, Girls on the Run, and getting involved, getting your body moving here on a Monday morning. So the future of the 5K, I mean, I think it is, you know, we're really going to continue to get more tech savvy with these events, you know, having stuff on our shoes and monitoring everything as we're on the experience. 5Ks are becoming more experience driven and not just, hey, you're there to run. It's more about joining the community. Can it continue to cater to more specific causes and audiences? And that's exactly what Girls on the Run does. But I'm guessing, Tina Jones and Andy Larson, that making it all work financially, it has a lot of partners and volunteers involved, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I mentioned before, we have over 150 volunteers that come to support the girls at our upcoming 5K. We have so many amazing sponsors. Husco has been our presenting sponsor the past year for our two 5Ks that we offer, one in the fall, one in the spring. Groups like Belter and Lincoln, all of the in-kind support that they give us is, we couldn't do it without our sponsors and our partners. to really help these girls cross their finish line.
What was the sneaker soiree all about? Was that at the Pfister a couple months ago, recently?
Oh, yeah, Jeff, you have to come to this.
I know. All right. I'll put it on the nonprofit list.
Of all fundraising auction dinners, it's the best one I've ever been to.
All right.
Oh, I love it. You dress up, you get to wear your fun sneakers, and it's all about supporting our girls. We get up, our girls speak, and lots of fun games and auction, and all there for the cause and raising funds for the girls.
Okay. And then you have a golf event that supports the cause as well. Andy, you can participate in that one, I know.
Yeah, Tina, what did you say? August 16th, Eagle Springs?
Yeah, it's Golf for Girls, August 16th at Eagle Springs Resort.
Okay.
Yeah, down on Eagle.
All right. And in our last segment, we'll talk about the big May event that's coming up. But, you know, if a girl wants to get involved, is there a cost? And then what is it a 15-16 week program? Like, what's the time commitment that is going to be needed to allocate?
Yeah, let me walk you through it. So we basically have a fall and a spring season.
Okay.
They are 16-week seasons.
Okay.
Start about the beginning of the school year, and then in March. And basically, a parent can go online to our website, look for a team that they can sign their girl up with. We have over 130 partner sites across southeastern Wisconsin, so lots of opportunity to get involved. Basically, again, it's girls on the run, but Jeff, as I was talking before, it is so much more than running. It's really about body, mind, and spirit. These girls are learning about making new friends. They're learning about that sense of belonging. They're gaining confidence, and they're training for a 5K. So the girls meet twice a week for 75 to 90 minutes, which is a significant amount of time because, again, we want them to be able to get to that finish line of the 5K. I think that's about it.
Very good. And when we come back, we will talk about the big spring 5K event that's coming up at AmFam Field on May 18th. We're talking with Tina Jones from Girls on the Run and Andy Larson from Belcher & Lincoln. This is The Upswing on WTMJ. Welcome back to the Monday Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. You are listening to WTMJ. We're running out of time for our wonderful session with Girls on the Run, but Tina Jones, the executive director of the Girls on the Run Southeastern Wisconsin chapter, is still here, a true champion for youth sports, and I've enjoyed our time today, Tina, for sure. So just a bit of a clarifying question. Anyone can plug into this program, and what's a run buddy? Can I be a run buddy? Can anyone be a run buddy?
Yeah, so anyone can be in this program. This program is for all girls in 3rd through 8th grade.
Okay.
And what we have is a pay-what-you-can model. So you go on to register, and you will see the different prices for the program, and parents can choose the price break that works for them.
Okay. So anyone can plug in regardless of financial resources.
Absolutely. And then a run buddy.
Yes.
That is awesome. So every girl that's in the program is encouraged to ask a family member or a family friend to do the 5K with them.
Hmm.
So as you can imagine, you've got moms, dads, aunts, uncles that may have never considered.
Grandpa, grandfathers, grandmothers, bringing the whole family. Come on, let's get everyone moving.
Yeah, and that's what's happening, which is so awesome because those parents may have never considered doing one themselves, and they are actually getting out there training. We started a little 5K Buddy Run Club.
Okay.
That we're getting parents to. That is really amazing.
So your big 5K event is coming up. Luke Combs, a couple weeks ago at AmFam Field, set an attendance record at the ballpark for his country show. Let's break that with this event. It is when?
May 18th.
18th, okay.
9 a.m. start time. People can show up as early as 7:30. Register online now. It is an awesome day. It's all about the girls, Jeff. This is an event. If you want to go and support building healthy, strong, confident girls, this is an event for you. It's open to runners, walkers, rollers, family, bring your family, bring your young kids. If you can't join in the race, but you want to cheer on the girls, again, volunteer opportunities. Come, the more motivation out there to help get these little girls to the finish line, the better.
And it's a very easy location to get to, too. And the whole course of the 5K, will it be throughout the parking lot? So there's really you're not doing major road running or anything. It's really kind of confined to AmFam Field and its parking lots.
Yeah, we really are trying to create a safe environment for these families, for these kids. It's around the parking lots. There's a little bit of Blue Mound that will be closed down for the race.
Okay.
We have about 4,500 runners, walkers, and rollers that will be there. The more the merrier. It's a really great event.
All right. Very good. What else is involved in the event? Anything in bands, or is it just pretty much the run itself?
Oh, well, we try to make a super fun environment. So we're going to have a little mascot dance off.
Oh,
we're
nice.
Working with the Brewers and the Admirals and the Bucks to get their mascots there to pull that together. We have lots of kids activities, hula hoops, chalking, face painting, all of that fun stuff. And, it's just a really joyful environment.
We're still working on trying to pull in some W620 WTMJ celebs.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Like I said, I have a 12-year-old daughter that I can bring out, and we'll get the whole family involved on the Sherman side, and I'll do a shout-out to everyone here.
Got a built-in
to sign
one,
up and to become a part of it, for sure. So if someone wants to get involved, either sign up their girl for the program or to volunteer, support... Tina, where do we go again?
Yeah, we go to our website, www.girlsontherunsoutheasternwi.org.
Very good. All right. Well, this is a wonderful way to start the week. Get out, keep moving, keep running, and whatever you do, just get off the couch, get away from your desk, especially on a day like today. Get out and take a walk over lunch. That's my encouragement to you. Tomorrow on The Upswing, the family behind Stands Fit for Your Feet. So we're going to continue our get up, get out, and run and walk theme on The Upswing today.